If not now, when? If you make that statement and then ask yourself the question that follows it, if not now, when? You have to think to yourself how many times you may not have directly said those words, but you've put something off and you never answered yourself on those things that you put off. If not now, when? I think the problem, one of the problems with humankind, humanity, is since the beginning we've been asking, or we've been saying, if not now, when? But we never answered the question. There is only now. There is no past, and there is no future. Nothing's guaranteed, so there is no future. I smoke a pack of cigarettes a day. I could die within the next 5 minutes from that or one of the other things that could be killing me. So I'm not guaranteed a future. And that's not just smokers either, because there are people that are jogging down the road all the time and they drop dead. So there is no future. Right now I'm in the future, but now I'm also in the past. Because what I just said is in the past. You can't go back. I can go back and edit this because I have that luxury. But I can't edit my life. If I could go back and edit my life, oh, wow. Things might be different. Maybe they wouldn't be. Maybe the things that I edited would curve off into other paths that I know nothing about and could make the situation actually worse. I believe there's a reason why we're not allowed to go back and change things. Butterfly effect, if you've ever heard the term. So there is no past and there is no future. There is only the now. I know that a lot of spiritualist people, New Agers, will use that term. But it's a true statement. It really is. It doesn't matter where it doesn't matter if you're a Christian or any other religion. You have to live in the now. Even Jesus says it. Even Jesus tells you that you can't go back and change the past. And he tells you not to worry about things that you could handle today. Look at the lilies in the field. If not now, when? If I don't say something now against the injustice that I'm seeing in front of me, when will I? If not now, I don't change the attitude I have towards someone else or something else for the betterment of not only myself, but those involved, when? When will I change? If not now, when it comes to helping, being altruistic, saying, I would love to do the Habitat for Humanity, but I can't do it right now. Well, when? When will you do it? I would love to drop off these clothes that have just been piling up in my closet that I haven't worn in years to a homeless shelter or a children's center or something, but I got other things to do. When? If we keep on putting things off that are important not only to ourselves, or maybe they're not important to you, but they could be very important to someone else for a future time. Let me put it this way. You have $1 billion. You just won the lottery. And you say, I'm going to take some of this money and I'm going to enjoy all of it. I'm going to take the rest and I'm going to donate it to help people around the world. And then you go on vacation, buy a luxury car, and you're sitting on a beach in Fiji with your girlfriend that's just after you for the money. Think, oh, I didn't donate that money to the donations there. Well, if not now, when? Because on your way home from Fiji in your private jet, the jet crashes and goes down to the sea and nobody ever sees that money. If not now, when? If you don't act on something that you know has to be corrected before it becomes your past and it worsens the situation, if not now, when? If you say, I really need to call my brother, my sister, my wife, my girlfriend and say, I'm sorry, but now it's not the right time. If not now, when? Life is fleeting. That is guaranteed. The term life is fleeting means that life comes and goes, folks. And nobody knows when the thief in the night will approach. If not now, when? I have to ask myself this all the time because I always, even though I say all this stuff and I've been saying it to other people for years, I'm a hypocrite because I live my life in the future. I say, well, if not now, maybe soon. But I don't ask myself when. And I always tell myself that I don't want to die in bed where I currently reside. I'd rather be in a desert looking at a cactus or in a mountain staring at a big old tree. But if not now, when? Because I'm still waking up in the same bed every day. A lot of us put things off because we fear them in their current situation. We say, oh, I'm going to do this. This is what I want to do. This is my life dream. I want to do this. I'm going to do this. But we don't do it because deep down there's a fear. What happens if I run out of money? Or what happens if my travel plans get mixed up and I lose my bag? Or what happens if I get back and I'm broke because I spent all my money? It's always pretty much comes down to money whenever it comes down to an if not now, when move. Which is basically just fear, you know. And we all have fears. We all have fears of the boogeyman and the dark and, you know, saying something wrong in front of other people, whatever it may be. We never admit to ourselves the little fears that keep us, they hold us back from acting. Those little fears that they creep in your mind and go, but what if? What if? What if this happens? What if that happens? And it stops us. And it turns into, if not now, when? If not now, when? Is something that I tried to decide what I was going to talk about on tonight's audio. And I said I didn't have anything to talk about. Couldn't think of a subject. And then whatever you want to may call it, you can call it the spirit, you can call it God, you can call it intuition, gut feeling, premonition, aha moment, a brain fart, something in my head just said, not now, when. So maybe I'm supposed to be having this conversation about that line, or maybe I was trying to tell myself something that I was thinking about earlier, and my brain was just kicking in and going, if not now, when. Because I myself have plenty of things that I know I should have already done, but I've put off for the future, which isn't guaranteed, because time is fleeting, life is fleeting. I'm not saying you have to walk around thinking about how you could die at any second. God, we've all done that. I do it all day. But we should ask ourselves, if not now, when? Whenever we know that we should do something, either for ourselves or for the benefit of others, we should ask ourselves, if not now, when? Don't think in terms of how it's going to directly affect you now. Don't worry about the fears. Tell them to back off. Jesus used to say, get behind me, devil. That was his way of saying for evil thoughts or thoughts of fear or hatred or indecision, to get behind him. A lot of folks will say that it was his way to directly tell the devil or Satan to get behind him, but that's not what he meant, at least in my opinion. And in that's all it is, folks, when you really look at it. It's all just everybody's opinion. Nobody can correctly infer what Jesus really meant 2,000 years ago, even though they've all tried to bamboozle you and tell you that. So there's a good one. I'm going to look into the words of Jesus. If not now, when? Because I can tell you right now, there's no better thing you could do than look at the red letters of what Jesus may or may not have said. I don't know if he really said it. I'd like to think that he did. But for all I know, it could have just been the writer of that book. But they're still very wise words to live by, the words in red. And Jesus clearly says, if not now, when? Don't put something off. If you can do it today, if it's in your power to help your brother or sister today, then do it right now. Don't wait until next week. Don't wait until tomorrow. Do it right now. If you can do something that's going to benefit your life and not hurt others and not hurt yourself in the long run, don't put it off. Life is all about chance. We all know that. Life is all about making mistakes and learning from those mistakes, and it's all about doing stupid shit that might get us killed. And I don't mean you directly by, you know, going on, jumping out of an airplane or anything like that, and without a parachute and you die. I mean, you drive a car down a road, you could die from it. So, every day we're doing stuff that we probably shouldn't be doing. We don't think of anything of it. But isn't it silly to think that we don't do the things that we want to do because there's small little voices in our head, or that good angel and that bad angel on your shoulders telling you, oh, don't do that, don't do that. As long as it doesn't directly affect or hurt you or anybody else, either now or when in the future, do it. And I'm talking to myself here as well as you. It's something that I say to a good little friend of mine, and I tell him all the time, I say, money comes and money goes. Time doesn't. There's one thing that we will never be able to beat, and that is time. Time isn't even real. Time is fabricated by man. There was no time, I've said this before in other audios, there was no time 10,000 years ago. No, maybe 10,000 years ago, maybe some of the early civilizations probably did use time through sundials and such like that. But 50,000, 100,000, 200 million, you know, there wasn't a dinosaur asking another T-Rex what time it was. But as far as our human brains can understand, time, like money, does come and go. But that doesn't mean you'll be here to see it. Therefore, if you're asking, if not now, when, or if you're holding back from doing something because you don't think it's the right time, think to yourself deeply and say, am I saying that because I'm afraid, I'm fearful of the outcome, or am I doing it because it's what's in my best interest? Because what it all gonna boil down to in the end is, did I put a lot of stuff off because I was afraid of it? Am I laying here now in this bed with all these machines hooked up to me? Am I happy with what I did? Sure, I helped people along the way. I lived a good life. I had a good job. I raised my children right. I loved my wife. I loved my husband. I did all those things. There were plenty of times that I said, not now. Did I ever go back to those things and actually live them out? Or am I laying here in this bed with so many opportunities that I missed because I put it off? If not now, when? I love you all. Ask yourself, look deep, and remember, there's no better time to help someone else than now. Walk in light.